There was some high drama at the House of Representatives today. Most Republicans walked out as the chamber voted to hold two high-ranking Bush administration officials in contempt of Congress. The contempt citations were for Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton and former White House counsel Harriet Miers, and they stem from their refusal to testify about the firing of U.S. attorneys. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
The rare contempt vote sets up a constitutional showdown between Congress and the White House. The House Judiciary Committee had subpoenaed Harriet Miers and Joshua Bolton to testify in its probe of whether nine U.S. attorneys were fired for political reasons. But President Bush invoked executive privilege and refused to let them testify or to turn over internal documents sought by the panel. Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers said repeated attempts to work out a solution failed, resulting in today's vote.
The resolution we are considering today is not steps that I take as chairman easily or lightly, but this is what is necessary to protect the constitutional prerogatives as a co-equal branch of government in this democracy of ours.
The administration had offered to make the officials available behind closed doors, off the record, and not under oath, terms that Conyers said were unacceptable. But Republicans believe the president is within his authority to protect communications with his top advisors. Minority Whip Roy Blunt.
I think the Congress has a right to ask for, receive, demand information from the administration, but I don't think that right extends to this case. I think the idea that we would expect to get information that is dealing with advice to the president on the status of at-will employees is a loser for us on the House floor. It's a loser for us in court. It will set back the prerogatives of the Congress.
Just before the vote, Minority Leader John Boehner rose to protest what he called pure political grandstanding. He said the House should instead be voting on a foreign surveillance bill that will expire Saturday unless Congress acts.
We will not stand for this, and we will not stay for this. And I would ask my House Republican colleagues and those who believe that we should be here protecting the American people, not vote on this bill. Let's just get up and leave.
And with that, the Republicans filed out of the chamber and down the steps of the Capitol. Without them, the contempt vote was 223 to 32. Federal law requires the contempt citation go to the D.C. U.S. attorney for prosecution, but the White House said the Justice Department will not pursue the contempt charges. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she holds out hope the White House will cooperate, but if not, the House measure gives Congress authority to pursue the case.
We will then, through this resolution, have the power ourselves to go to the federal court and seek civil enforcement of our subpoenas.
The last time a prominent federal official was held in contempt of Congress was in 1982, when the EPA administrator was cited for refusing to provide Superfund documents to a congressional committee. But her prosecution didn't go forward. The Reagan administration worked out a deal giving Congress access to the papers. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.